I remember the story of Sir Laurence Olivier, who had given one of the greatest performances of Hamlet that had ever been given in history, someplace in, I think it was at Oxford in England. And they had given him a 20-minute standing ovation, and it was this rousing thing, and he went back to his dressing room, and one of his friends came into the room and said, "That was fabulous. There's never been an interpretation of Hamlet like that." And Sir Laurence Olivier said, "Don't you think I know that?" And he was very upset. And his friend said, "How could you possibly be upset after that, giving that great performance?" And his response was, "But I don't know how I did it and if I can ever do it again." And that's almost the inner kind of energy that drives us. When we get inspired, we know there's something else working. We know something else is there with us, supporting us, guiding us, helping us. Somehow we know we're not doing this thing alone, as I know right now as I'm speaking. Many of the examples, the stories, the things that have come out in this live presentation, I had no idea that I would be using or saying when I came up here. And yet, when you get inspired, when you get in spirit, you're not alone. And what we want to learn to do is to have a picturing process in our minds that is consistent with our desire to be inspired as frequently as we possibly can, to have that sense of being in spirit. And meditation allows us to do this. When you are able to be inspired, what you want to then begin to do is to be alert for the first sprouting of seeds of your manifestation. You want to be looking, but not demanding. You want to be observing and noticing, but not insisting. It's like almost playing this game with your ego. What's the ego part of you says, "Yeah, I want it now." And your higher self says, "You just want to be at peace. But look around." And as you see it, you begin to tune into the cues. The reason that this process works is because this divine intelligence that is endless, that is inexhaustible, will cooperate with you when your pictures come from in spirit. It will cooperate with you. It always has. It's what sustains you. It's what allows you to breathe. It's what allows you to think and process and listen. It will cooperate. So this picturing process is also important in the meditative process in terms of keeping it private and keeping it secret, if you will. The great sages always move about in secrecy. They don't have a sign, and they don't go on the Tonight Show, and they don't tell everybody how great they are, and they don't perform their great tricks and so on for the benefit of others, especially for the approval of others. They walk quietly along the earth plane, drawing no attention to themselves. And when you ask them what is their greatest desire, they'll tell you it's to disappear, to not be noticed, to not have attention, to not have a lot of organization around them, to just very quietly be tuned in and doing God's work. And so the importance of what it is that you would like to manifest and keeping it a silent inner awareness in which you are not needing to go to those people in your life whom you most frequently seek approval from and have them agree that this is something you want to do. Instead, this becomes your own private dialogue with the divine intelligence, with God. And as you take on this sense of your private dialogue with God, you let go of those ego demands when you start telling other people, because the minute you start telling other people, instantly what happens is you start looking for their reactions. And the minute you do that, you have set up an obstacle, a blockage. You've left the spirit. You've left the silent part of yourself and gotten back into the noise. And very often we will think and tell ourselves, "Yes, but I have to share it." But there are areas of your life that are between you and you. between the part of you that is here on the right-hand side of the room and the part of you that's on the left-hand side as well. And you need to understand the importance of just having this inner knowing and not being concerned with whether or not other people agree with it or don't agree with it. It's not even relevant. Remember Maslow's admonition to me as a young man. Be independent of the good opinion of other people if you want to be self-actualized. Detach from the outcome and have no investment in power over others. Keep those things in mind as we practice this meditation.